I can't say officially what their training is. Our county jail with 1,000 people in it, they do go through a training process. But it's you know, it's an amazing thing. There's a tremendous amount of variability in the staff. And so, you know, you get people who are compassionate, who went into this through coming through social work, actually. A lot of people go into get into it through human services and such, and they want to be a more positive force. And then you get people who are just downright sadistic and power orientated and like to be able to abuse other people with authority and impunity. So it's a little hard to tell, because the same training for those same individuals is going to result in pretty different behavior. I don't know how well the training is, but the screening for people is pretty poor. And so 1,000 people in jail, half of them are black, and there are 240 deputies, because you got 24-hour care here, so you got a lot of deputies that work for the sheriff's department. They run the jail. In the time that I was there, in the 2 years that I was there, there was one African-American deputy. And he was a really nice guy, really kind of like, just really kind of happy-go-lucky, like he wouldn't scare a fly. And I thought about it, and I wondered, you know, why is this the man that they picked to come in here? He was so gentle, and you know, he's not going to scare anybody, is he? Anyhow. The training is not good, but they don't have to do a lot in jail, because, you know, it's mostly just move from one place to the other, whereas in prison they have more interaction.